There you go. Sublime right here on the Rock Station KLT. It's Omelet Finster and Mary Dew here at your broadcasting service on a Tuesday morning. And we're going to bring in our friends Kelly and also Bill Cousins from Less Cancer. In fact, let's bring them on right now. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
You got to get in right into the microphone, 2 inches from your
mouth. Is that good?
Oh, great.
It has Perfect. A mind of its own.
It does, right?
Bill is here to promote Less Cancer. Now, you were here last year to promote Less Cancer and this event that you're now making an annual event with the Insiders at Holiday Hills. And last year, everybody loved it. But what I can't understand, Bill, is, I mean, it doesn't cost anything for the concert. I mean, you're not a very good fundraiser.
I'm terrible.
Hey, come and see the band for free. But the message really is to get screened and to become part of the solution and get early detection and things like that.
Lots of ways of sending messages and if we can't prevent cancer, we want the very best outcome for somebody with a cancer diagnosis. And access is everything. Screenings are everything. Knowledge is everything. And so that concert really facilitates many of those things.
Awareness.
And people are so generous here. They just throw cash in and they really are great about donating and... But we'd rather have them there and have them be connected to great resources. We were just talking in the other room about how important radio is to public health and getting information out to people on so many of these fronts where people are unable to really get internet access or there might be a literacy issue or something along those lines. Radio is ideal for sharing these messages, and so I'm super grateful to you guys for the work you do.
It's our pleasure. In fact, last fall, I was invited to speak at Munson for a lot of the staff, and you were there, Bill.
I was.
And I wasn't expecting to see you, but you're the real deal. You're at the hospitals. You're making sure this message is quite clear. And I was sharing my story of being a bit of a bonehead and not getting my doctor-recommended colonoscopy. And I put it off for years. And my doctor dropped me because I wouldn't do anything he was telling me to do, which was a colonoscopy. So I got a new doctor, and the first visit with this new doctor, he's again with the colonoscopy because I have family history. And I love telling this story now because I was an ignorant fool. I said, okay, now I'm going to get this colonoscopy. I'm going to get the camera. And I was not looking forward to it, and the prep and all that stuff, it was not as bad as you think. And they found a what are they called?
Golf ball-sized polyp.
Golf ball-sized polyp. I had 17 polyps. I thought I was going to have no polyps. I'm going to have the perfect colon. It's going to be no polyps.
I wonder why that's the only time you do that impression is when you're talking about your colonoscopy. It really is. That's the only time he busts into Trump is when he's talking about his
perfect,
polyps.
It's a perfect colon. There's going to be no polyps.
He got a laugh from it over a year ago. And he's
So they went in and they removed 17 polyps, one of which was too large to remove with the scope. So I had to have intestinal surgery. That I was in the hospital for 3 or 4 days. And thank God for Dr. Featherstone and the wonderful people at Munson. Mm-hmm. They found a little cancer. It was 1 millimeter of cancer in the polyp that they biopsied. So this could have easily spread to my intestinal wall. It could have got into lymph nodes if I had continued to not get the colonoscopy. Saved my life. I'm telling you.
It saves ignorant, a lot of lives.
Ignorant person. Put it off. Mm. Don't want to do it. Ignorance. And now I'm the biggest proponent of these colonoscopies. I can't wait for my next one. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun.
Life-saving. Life-saving for sure, and a power nap. And, it's actually the polyps that run in families. And so beware of that for yourself. If you have relatives or your parents or siblings with polyps, you probably do too. And so you want to get that checked out.
Yeah. And it's preventative. I mean, believe me, if I waited any longer, it could have very well spread, would have shortened my life. My doctor says you can almost guarantee that.
Yeah.
And so if I didn't get it done at that time, and it's not about me, I'm talking about somebody that's put it off and not really happy to go to the doctor and things like that, you know, so I can relate to that so much. But now I'm a biggest advocate. So there's a free concert at Holiday Hills, and it's June 1st. And you're putting it on. There's also an opening band. Your friend Kelly is here. Hi, Kelly. How are you
Kelly
doing?
Kelly is a lot of information.
Kelly, how are you
good
doing?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful.
Yeah, we've got an opening band, which is Sean Kelly and the Time Wiser, which is Adam and Blake of Time Wiser that are going to be rocking it out right around 5:30.
Sean Kelly?
Yep. And gates open at 5, so come in and get your seat, bring chairs, blankets, cooler with water, just can't bring in alcoholic beverages, but there will be a plethora of that there for your ability to purchase some great food. I think last year we sold out of every single beer
that
Mount Holiday had.
That's our listeners.
Everything, yeah.
Everything.
Everything was gone.
What a great way to kick off the summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a great way to kick off.
And it's Memorial Day. Is it Memorial Day weekend or is it the weekend after?
It's the weekend after.
Okay, that's even better because people go away sometimes on the weekends, especially the holiday weekends. But this is June 1st. There's a free show. And it's also to promote this run walk that you have later
bike.
In the summer. Is that right?
Yeah, Hike and Bike. It's the launch of Hike and Bike America, a ride that originated here, you know, over a decade ago. And last year we had participants from across the country, from everywhere, all starting here in Traverse City, starting with our launch concert, and people jumped on their bikes and got either cycling or hiking. And, you know, the great thing about that whole issue is you can jump on the Less Cancer page. You can register again for free. A lot of people donate, but we really want people moving.
We want
people out there and engaging and getting everything that they can.
Worst fundraiser ever.
I am terrible. Terrible.
Sometimes, though, when you don't set a price, they'll actually put in more.
They do. And it do. And we are all bake sale money. You know, we don't have big corporations or big foundations or anything like that dropping lots of money on us. We are really a grassroots effort and a public health effort that really works to lower risk and lower risk for cancer, which is great. And we understand this year from not only government organizations, but non-government organizations like the American Cancer Society that cite prevention as one of the reasons and a leading reason why cancer deaths are going down. Doesn't really help on the incidence of cancer, but cancer deaths are definitely going down now, and that's a good thing.
Lesscancer.org.
Yes, sir.
That's your website. It's very easy, very simple, and it's got a lot of information on there.
Mm-hmm.
You are the founder of Less Cancer.
Yep.
Have you ever thought of changing your name to Less Cancer?
Right, I could be. That could be.
Right.
That's a good idea. Less. Right.
Right. Right. Like Less Nessman.
Less
Biederman.
Yeah. There we go.
Live the brand.
Pioneers in prevention at lesscancer.org. And the insiders are a Tom Petty tribute band, and is a friend of mine. That is Max Lockwood.
Yeah, he's
who is the main guy that sings most of the Tom Petty songs.
Yeah, he's awesome.
And he was in the studio recently, and everybody loves the Insiders. They played Camp Omelet, and they play regularly in northern Michigan because we support them. And so they're going to be playing. Usually it's $20 to see the Insiders.
Right.
And you're going to see them for free at Holiday Hills on June 1st, and we will continue to promote and remind people. And get screened, people. I mean, take it from me, from the bottom of my heart. And I know that there's a lot of shenanigans that go on in these airwaves. But not when it comes to that. I'm dead serious. I was an ignorant fool, and I got it. But it's a miracle. It's a miracle that I got it.
Past tense?
What's that?
You were whatever did you just call yourself?
An ignorant fool.
Right, ignorant fool. I was an ignorant fool.
Used to be.
I was denying the screening. Right. Because, and even with the family history, my mother had colorectal cancer, and it's bad. So get screened, go see your doctor, make an appointment, and even if it's not that, just do what your doctor says. You know, they probably know more than you do, which I, they probably know more than you do. So go to lesscancer.org, and we'll see you on June 1st at Holiday Hills with the Insiders and these Sean Kelly and the Time Wisers. Heap Misers. Yeah, that's awesome. And bring some money for a donation.
There's we like that too.
Yeah, and then go to the information at lesscancer.org for the run and bike. Right?
Yep. I want to just quickly say before we close out, I do want to provide a nod over the Cowell Family Cancer Center at Munson.
Yes.
What an amazing team they have. So if you are afraid, they are the folks to see, because it's amazing what that squad can accomplish. And they're really, really a good team. And I just wanted to point to that. If anybody's listening to this and is interested in that, they should contact their doctor and for sure check out the Cancer Center.
They have there's a new machine that they have over there, and longtime smokers, if you've been smoking cigarettes for over 20 years and maybe at minimal like a pack a day, they will give you a screening to early detection for lung cancer. And it's a new machine that they have. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I just had one.
It's covered under insurance. And you have to qualify for this by being a smoker for a long time and being a smoker for a couple of 20 years.
They measure it in packs. So okay. If you're like a 20-pack year smoker, I don't understand the math.
Right.
It's a little complicated.
You could be two packs for 10 years.
Right.
It's the same as one pack a day for 20 years.
I don't know the details on that, but there are a lot of experts who do.
Ask about the early lung cancer screening as well over at Munson. They have a brand new machine. So why not take advantage of that, what is it called, technology? All right. Thank you, Bill, so much. And thank you, Kelly. We'll see you on
June
1st.
Thanks for everything you do.
Lesscancer.org.
Keep up your amazing work.
Thank you, brother.
So much. I'm sure you're saving lives.
We will be right back. KLT. Yeah.